Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news from the FA Cup, and Huddersfield Man City will face Arsenal in a strong FA Cup semi-final lineup after showing class and patience to beat Newcastle at an eerily quiet St James's Park. After, of course, without their own support, Newcastle struggled in the first half against their opponents, who are aiming to complete a cup treble after conceding the Premier League title to Liverpool this week. After wasting several good chances, City opened the scoring from the penalty spot when Kevin De Bruyne slotted past Carl Darlow following Fabian Schär's needless push on Gabriel Jesus. But after switching to a more positive formation in the second half, Steve Bruce's team pressed higher up the pitch and the game opened up for a key turning point at the hour mark. Although Andy Carroll caused problems of a physical nature, it was his replacement Duarte Gale who had Newcastle's best chance when he somehow skied over from 6 yards. Within 2 minutes, Raheem Sterling raced down the other end and slotted into the bottom corner with an exquisite finish for his 22nd goal of the season. Pep Guardiola also believes that an FA Cup win will be the perfect preparation for the Champions League. He's challenged his City players to prepare in the best way as they prepare to take on Real Madrid. City will face Real in the end of season mini tournament when they return to European action. Having passed their Premier League crown to Liverpool last week, they're determined to add an extra trophy to their cabinet. He said, "We're delighted after the defeat against Chelsea to be in London again at Wembley to play against Arsenal in the semi-final to try and to reach the FA Cup final. It's always an incredible trophy, gives us an extra bonus. We spoke after what happened in the Premier League. We need 2 more victories to qualify for the Champions League. It will be good to arrive against Real Madrid in the best condition," he said. And some transfer rumours now, and City have apparently won the race to sign Juventus wonderkid Pablo Moreno. Reports claim that the two parties have agreed a deal set to take place later this year, as his Academy 16-year-old, who joined from Barcelona, is impressing Turin. Although he's yet to feature for the first team, he could soon be on his way to the Etihad. And if reports in England are to be believed, so is Nathan Aki, as he looks to move on from Bournemouth. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.